Team handball's growing popularity in Diamond Valley will be on the ultimate display this week. Just 3 years after venturing into team handball as a varsity sport, the Oilfields Drillers will be hosting the Alberta Schools Athletic Association Team Handball Tier 2 Provincial Championships May 9-11 at the Diamond Valley School. When I was in grade 10, we were looking up ASAA sports because we were looking for banners to get in just to see what we can do, said grade 12 driller James Keenan. We found handball and talked to Mr. Bretzlaff about it. He found us a coach from Calgary and he ended up being a great coach for the 3 years we've had him. It's been a really good 3 years. The Drillers have made noise on the provincial stage with a fourth-place finish in 2022, bronze medal in 2023, and now the opportunity to showcase their skills at home for the 2024 championships. I really like this team. It's a great group of guys. There's a lot of honesty, a lot of athleticism. I'm not sure where we match up against other teams, but anything can happen, Keenan said. It means a lot to have a home crowd and it's really nice to have everyone come out and learn a new sport. That home support is really big for us. Oilfields Athletic Director Lee Bretzlaff, who has played the sport and taught it as part of the phys ed curriculum, said it's been about teaching the kids the fundamentals of the game. Oilfields driller James Keenan leaps for a heavy shot versus Ernest Manning. Remy Greer, Western Wheel. The school recruited head coach Khalil El Hadawi from the Calgary team handball community to coach both teams. He's been amazing for us, Bretzlaff added. He comes out all of the time. This year he's coaching the boys and girls. It's been good. We have a group of kids who are interested in it right now and schools run in cycles, and right now we're in a cycle where kids are enjoying it and we'll see where it goes from there. Team handball, a summer Olympic sport most popular in Europe, brings elements of basketball, volleyball and lacrosse to the hard court. It's one of the most fun sports I've ever played and it really brings us together a lot, all the guys as friends, Keenan added. It's so much fun learning the game, learning a new sport. Where the Drillers boys bring a couple of years' experience to the court, it's a completely new sport for the Drillers varsity girls, who recently played their first competitive game. The guys are really helpful, they teach us a lot of what they've been learning the past few years, said grade 12 driller Shona Nicholson. But we pick it up quick because it is very similar to basketball, in some sorts. It's a very fast, active game so you've got to keep your head up. There's a lot of calls that I know we're not used to so it's figuring out how it all works and fitting it together. The 12-player squad is a collection of teammates old and new, many of whom recently went through a provincial championships in basketball in March. For the seniors among the group, having another provincial opportunity to close out high school is a pleasant surprise. We've had a few provincials at home in the past couple of years and it's just way more fun, said grade 12 driller Reese Grover. The energy is really electric and everyone is so excited to watch. After basketball, we were all pretty sad thinking this was our last time playing ever in this gym, so I'm glad we have another opportunity. Both the girls and boys brackets will feature 6 teams. Go to asaa.ca/championships for more information on the competition. A full schedule can be found here.